This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's 7 after the hour, Monday, February the 10th. So we are about a tenth of the way. Good, Doug. It's about a third of the way through the month of February in the year 2020. I'm Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. And I normally would say to Jennifer, what do you got? What are we doing? Let's talk about this, that, or the other thing. Normally it's politics or something about some Trump Twitter. But because of your closeness to Robert Conrad, Jennifer has three jobs, at least being here doing the morning show on KRLA in Los Angeles and running CRN Talk in Los Angeles with her dad. And Conrad, who was best known probably for his being in the TV show The Wild Wild West, was of 10 years. How long has he been there?
At least, yeah, we were trying to figure it out. I think it was, we came up with 11, so he's been definitely a big part of all of our lives at CRN for a long time.
Okay. And a good, he's kind of a good friend. He, you know, I don't know that I, but whenever he, we always tease whose pictures are on the wall at CRN, and Conrad is always very prominent with some of the other folks that are over there, Larry Minetti, who's been around for a long time, and certainly the sports show. I like
Fred Dreyer.
The fact that Fred is there. So there's that. My weekend was affected because Orson Bean was a neighbor, and he was walking his dog and walked down the street. Some guy ran into him, knocked him over, and some guy ran over him and killed him.
Oh, you don't expect that to be the way to die at 91,
no,
right?
No, or not at 91. No, yeah. And pretty good. He was a funny guy. He was a very interesting, quirky guy. Very New England.
Wasn't he Breitbart's dad? Andrew Breitbart's dad?
I think his daughter is married to Breitbart.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yep. And he'd been back and forth from being a very liberal to being very conservative. But he was most well known for being on you can't name one of the TV game shows that he wasn't on. Whether it was To Tell the Truth or Match Game, he was on all of those shows. Most recently, he'd been on Grace and Frankie.
He was that's the only thing I'd seen him on, and he was hilarious in that episode.
Yeah. He was very prolific, been all over the place. So he's passed away. And, you know, we could spend some time talking about Elizabeth Smart and what happened to her. There are a lot of things that are going on and have gone, as there always are. But frankly, I want to direct our attention to the Oscars last night. And I want to say what I actually took, as I watched it, I came home. I was going to go have dinner with Miles, but then I went to the gym and I pulled a muscle, so I decided I'd just come home. And I watched from beginning to end. And I'll tell you, and I want all of you to kind of chime in after I've given you my point of view on all of it, because there's a whole bunch of stuff there that is very reflective of Americana. Some of it the best of Americana, some of it the worst of Americana, and some of it in between. I thought the beginning number with Monet, what's her first name?
Janelle.
Yeah, was fabulous. It set the tone, it set the stage, it addressed the politically correct or incorrect problems that the Oscar was having because it was pretty much an all-black presentation. I wish we did not have to have this skin color as an issue. Listen to during the performance, some of the whining from people that the blacks didn't have this and they didn't have that and it wasn't represented and all that stuff. But I think that was, whether it was or it wasn't, my feeling was that it was an addressing, it addressed the issue or tried to, from the Academy's point of view, the questions or complaints about blacks being involved in the Oscars. Regardless of skin color, that was a fabulous performance. It really was. It set the tone. The audience loved it. She had fun with the audience. I don't know. I mean, I've seen her in a couple of movies, and she seems to be she's coming of age for sure. So then Steve Martin and Chris Rock came out, and they were funny as hell. They worked well together, and I thought to myself, why don't they just, you know, they'd both been hosts of the Oscars, and, you know, there was no host, but they were there not to be hosts. it was funny. I thought their bits were great. They were very timely. There was no essence, you know, a little bit of politics, but you expect, and you can laugh when it comes to rocking, there's nothing he says that I don't think is funny. His facial expressions, and Steve Martin is a national treasure. I just thought it set the tone for the Oscars extraordinarily well. Fun. And then getting into some of the awards and some of the performances, Elton John rocked the house, and as did Randy Newman. But Elton John did it in a way that you would have expected. He's getting so damn fat, he can't get around much. But the love between him and Bernie Taupin, for all of us, that it is cute. It's fabulous.
53 years. Yeah. I can't believe it when Bernie said that. It was wonderful.
Yeah. Really was. And I think Elton John was genuinely touched by all the attention that movie has gotten and that the aftermath of the movie has gotten. So that was a fabulous moment for me. I think some of the other presenters, I thought there was the Oscars for me ought to be for everybody. I'm giving you my twist on things. The Oscars should be for everybody. So there were a bunch of people that were presenters or people that I didn't know. They meant nothing to me. I mean, I just didn't know who they were. And so they didn't attract attention. Knowing enough about music and conductors, the lady who was the conductor, and there was a big to-do because it was a woman who conducted one of the important episodic intros to movie themes. But when you look at the caliber of the people who were in the orchestra, you have to know that this is the best of the best in Los Angeles. And I don't know really anything about this lady, but once you hit
the
down.
We did a story on her last week. She's from Ireland, and she's conducted all the biggest orchestras around the world. But for whatever reason, it was the first time that they've had a woman conductor at the Oscars.
Yeah. Well, because they haven't paid attention to women in that way, as they haven't paid attention to some other things in whatever way it is that they do.
I thought she was fabulous. Like, she looked cool. She had a great outfit.
Looked cool.
Like, she added a lot of pizzazz.
She did. It was a different focus, and I think that was the story. But once a conductor hits the downbeat with a group of musicians like that, they never look up. They may censor or him or whoever it is that's conducting, but once the orchestra starts, they're all such pros, they don't need an orchestra conductor, but it's just kind of a nice, it's an extra flourish, if you will. But really, believe me, having been in those circumstances singing with some of the best choirs in the world, I've had that opportunity when I was younger, when Caro would say, what, when he could sing? But it's, once you hit the downbeat, you're on your own. Anyway, so I got that sort of tickled me. And then we went on to get into some of the acting awards, and I thought at the end, I'm going to sort of fast forward to my feelings about some of the winners. I wasn't looking forward to the Joker or to Joaquin Phoenix winning, even though it seemed that he was going to.
Oh, he so deserved it.
But I changed my mind when I listened to him and what he had to say. Because the last time he won an award, whether it was Golden Globes, I can't remember what it was, he was a misfit, at least in my read of his ability to express himself. But there was what he said, even though he's obviously whatever it is that it is that makes him as quirky as he is, and I don't think that, to me, it doesn't make any difference now because of the substance of what he had to say, which I thought was so on the mark. It so reflected many of my values that I was pleased, frankly, not that he won or he didn't win, but because of what he had to say. He had a pulpit, a bully pulpit, and he used it, and he used it well. I thought the same, but for a different reason, because the content was so different, when Renee Zellweger won for Judy, the story of Judy Garland. Not many people saw the movie. I did, because I see most of these movies, if they're not crazy violent, I'll go see. I did not see The Joker, and so I did say on the air many times, actually, that I didn't want to see it because it was so violent. But, again, the content of the movie wasn't as important to me as what the man had to say. The essence of the Judy Garland movie, because she was such a fabulous part of entertainment, and her life story is so compelling and actually pretty important, frankly, to people who are my age. And the way that Renee Zellweger got into that performance showed me that she really has the chops, she has the ability. She's really one of our best actresses. And her message was all about the craft, the art, thanking people. She's pretty quirky, too. But there was a focus there that was genuine, kind of gentle, and very positive. So those two were very positive. And then there are a few other instances, but I'll conclude with my feeling about the relativity and wondering. And it's kind of like the World Series. Is it really the World Series? Because it's just a bunch of American teams. Whether it's, football or baseball, the stuff that we hear and what we think, the champions of the world. Well, not so fast. But they're champions here. With the Oscars, I've never really understood, because there was an international, they changed the focus on what used to be the foreign film, and now they call it the international film. And I've not seen Parasite. People have had things to say to me about it, both good and bad. I just don't want to be, I frankly don't go to films that have subtitles, because I don't, it's work, it seems to be work to me to follow the story and have to read along lines. That's just me. So I don't know, the story was good. Victoria, you've said great things about the movie.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard amazing things about it. Yeah.
Well, I've heard
like the people I know who've seen it loved it. Yeah. And Lewis has friends who saw it and said that it's a must see, so I don't know. We'll probably see it.
I've had people on both sides who've said they liked it and then they didn't like it. So, but I've thought it was appropriate for, apparently because of all the steam behind it, for it to win international film. And he won for Best Director, and it was kind of fun. His comments translated, I'm going to go drinking. I did not think it was appropriate for him, or for that, well, not for him, but for that movie to win a Best Movie. Because I think the Best Movie should represent a movie that is a collective. I usually disagree with the movie I have for years. I think the best movies of the year are the ones that most people go to see. And so with that...
Well, that would have been Joker then. Because that made the most of all of the movies nominated.
Yeah. Well, but I think
broke
some of the
records.
Movies that weren't nominated, some of the movies that were not nominated. The other side of it is, for me, if I had voted, I would have voted for The Two Popes. I thought that was the best movie in many ways that I had seen for a long time. And I think I said that on the
air. I think that's the Oscar winner, though. Like, every year seems to be kind of the artsy one. I mean, like Shape of Water won a few years ago.
Yeah,
and
Roma.
Yeah, those aren't movies that people are going to watch again in years. I don't know, for some reason the winner is always, kind of the big artsy one, and then people forget about it. So,
Movies that people will watch again in years, though, things like Spartacus. I thought there were a lot of people in there, the mentioning of all of the people who passed away. It always happens as part of attrition in these shows, and that's always sobering. But anyway, so that's my review. 21 after the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Music time here on the DJV program for this Monday with Victoria and Karen. You and I enjoying the focus on J-Lo. Less than a week after her Super Bowl halftime show performance, that was seen actually by 100 million people. Do you believe that?
Oh, yeah.
J-Lo signed up for a major multi-year touring deal with Live Nation. Live Nation promotion reads, quote, Jennifer Lopez has given fans spectacular live performances for decades through sold-out tour dates and her Vegas residency. Her 2019 It's My Party tour, which was also produced by Live Nation, really cemented the partnership. The demand to see Jennifer live is only growing. Lopez, the only female artist to have a number one album and a number one film at the box office at the same time, will next star in the movie musical Marry Me with Owen Wilson. And Maluma, is that how you pronounce it? The Colombian recording artist? Maluma?
Yep. Yeah, that's the guy that's on that Madonna song that came out at the beginning of last year.
I always confuse the Wilson brothers. Owen?
Well, Owen's the one that's in more stuff. No, Owen's the blonde one.
Blonde.
Luke
okay,
is the brunette.
Luke is the brunette. Okay, that's right. The film is set in the world of pop music, which celebrates the unlikely romance between a pop star and a fan. J-Lo was a fly girl dancer on In Living Color before she decided to pursue an acting career. I think she's quite a good actress. The movie that she was first in that I remember was with George Clooney, when she plays a parole officer or something.
That's a great movie.
It is a good movie. It is. Yep. J-Lo was in the film Selena in 1997. That made her a household name. Got a Golden Globe nomination for that. She has 110 million followers on Instagram. Part of a new remix of the song Ritmo, the single by the Black Eyed Peas from last year, and Colombian recording artist J Balvin, which dropped with a new music video actually on Friday. So she's part of that new, the new old, if you will, or the old new. so good. I'm a fan of J-Lo's. I think she's quite good.
They're not wrong about more people wanting to see her, because after the Super Bowl, I was like, oh, I've never seen Shakira or J-Lo in concert, and I feel like it would be a really fun show.
Yeah, I was wondering, is there talk about the two of them being on the road together? Any
don't,
talk about
you know,
that?
I don't think they would need to, because they're both
so big on
their own.
Yeah, okay. That might be still...
I would go if they had one, but yeah. I don't know if there's a big enough venue. They'd have to do it at stadiums, I guess,
Yeah. 26 after the hour, Justin Bieber's new video for his song Intentions, all about giving back, continued the giving spirit hours after the video dropped on Friday. Stopped by MTV to gift a deserving fan with $100,000. He personally handed the check to Julie Coker, a longtime fan who's dedicated herself to advocating for mental health. She's 22, president of the Stockton University chapter of Active Minds, which is a nonprofit dedicated to raising mental health awareness among those who are in college. Since partnering with Active Minds, Ms. Coker has helped screen nearly 3,700 people on her campus for suicide, depression, disorder, beating behavior, you know, that kind of stuff. She was invited to MTV to record a one-minute video promoting Active Minds, had no clue at all that Bieber was going to be there, let alone give her a check for $100,000. Wow, can you imagine the flush when you see that? Okay, here's $100,000, and it's from the Biebs. Shortly after the taping finished, she was brought backstage because Justin wanted to have a more in-depth conversation with her about her work. She said he was so wonderful, sweet, kind, asked me about my mental health story. She says she's going to use the $100,000 to attend grad school, give the remaining amount back to Active Minds. So apparently it was just for her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's going to use it for other things. So I didn't get that the first time I saw this. Good. So good for him, good for her, good for everybody. It's more awareness, and we need more of that for sure. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program. Get that ring. Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calidrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime, Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps as we go into Valentine's Day and beyond, you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In New York City, a man's facing attempted murder charges in connection with two separate attacks on NYPD officers over the weekend. Police say Robert Williams walked into the 41st NYPD precinct in the Bronx and opened fire yesterday morning. Less than 12 hours earlier, on East 163rd Street, they say he opened fire directly into a police van, striking and injuring one of the two officers inside. Police Commissioner Dermot Shea says anti-police sentiment and demonstrations against police don't help.
And you have to be careful about the words you use, because words matter, and words affect people's behavior.
The Oscars last night, the Korean drama Parasite wins Best Picture, Joaquin Phoenix Best Actor for his performance in The Joker, and Renee Zellweger for Best Actress in Judy. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At the hour now on the DJV program. Hi, Monday it is, the 10th of February. You're listening to Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan now and Kara Schillen also. Some more thoughts about the Oscars. there's a body language expert that said Brad Pitt didn't want Jennifer Aniston to go after him after their reunion last month. He said the SAG Award photos spoke volumes. I thought they were very sweet together.
I think that this is literally just anyone who wants any attention can put Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt in a headline and suddenly, you know, everybody's talking about their article. There's no basis in reality. People need to move on. It's been how many years has it been? Like 15 years?
Yeah. Well, I think they're still cute together when they see each other. I thought that was kind of cute, actually.
I think it's nice that they're able to both work in the same industry and not hate each other, because that can always be awkward. But, let them move on. I don't know.
I mean, just think of it this way. This, and I'll go on a toot for a second.
Good.
Brad Pitt, yes, he's good-looking and he's successful. Now he has an Oscar. But really, like I've said this to Kara, I've said this to my girlfriends. If you said, if you didn't say his name and you just said, here, I want to set you up with a guy. He's an alcoholic. He admits to being an alcoholic. He's a cheater. And he's got six kids. Who would want to sign up for that? Like, who would want to say, yeah, sure, hook me up with that guy? So if everybody loves Jennifer Aniston so much, why aren't they saying, let's get Jennifer Aniston someone else, like maybe a Bradley Cooper, or somebody else that's, you know, like, doesn't have all that baggage? And it's just, it's so bizarre to me that people want them to get back together. Let's also remember, because this was, I was working for Cosmo when this all, like, went, you know, or after, but anyway, so this was, like, in the tabloids everywhere. The last thing that Jennifer Aniston, the first and last thing she ever said to Angelina Jolie was, my husband's really looking forward to working with you. Now, let that sink in, ladies. And we know what happened right after that. Why would anyone want Jennifer Aniston to get back together with Brad Pitt? I mean, it's just, it blows my mind. Wish better things for her if you love her so much.
So, back to the Oscars and the things that were
said. But Brad did look hot when he got his Oscar.
Yeah.
I will give him that.
Plenty of attention on that. I think Cosmo, speaking of Cosmo, the headline in Cosmo is pretty much the same thing that I said about him being so on point, his message. I wish you'd have seen that, Victoria, because it was just...
Oh, you mean Joaquin Phoenix.
What did I say? Yeah.
Brad. Well, we're still talking about Brad, so yeah. No, you mean Joaquin Phoenix,
Yeah. So the overview of Steve Martin and Chris Rock, which, you know, wasn't all about Hollywood hypocrisy. There was some reference to vaginas that apparently ticked off some people. I don't know
who, men? Ticked off, because I don't know anyone with a vagina who was upset by that comment.
No,
it was obvious. All of those movies, there wasn't a single female director nominated. That was insane. Greta Gerwig was sitting there, and
she got the award for something, though. Was that for Joe? What was that?
Adapted screenplay? No, she didn't. I don't think she won anything.
Yeah, there was a woman.
She was nominated.
No, there was a woman, a German woman who won for, I can't pronounce her name, but she won, I didn't know her name.
Oh, for the music, for the
Joker?
That
was the score for Joker.
The score, okay, yes it was. Yep.
Right, and that deserved it, because I made a comment while we were watching Joker. I said to my husband, I couldn't believe that the score was so incredible. It was like another character in the film. She totally deserved that. But the other than that, how many women were nominated? Not many for anything. And Greta Gerwig, everybody loved Little Women who saw it. I have not seen it yet, but it was up for a ton of awards.
Yeah.
And to not even give her a nod for best director? How do you think, did the movie make itself? I mean, I just don't understand. I don't understand, you know.
That's a great way to put it.
I don't get it.
And then there was the In Memoriam segment that left out Luke Perry and I don't know who Cameron Boyce was, but he died during the year. I see that on a list of
people. They mess that up every year.
There's always somebody who's left out. Why in the world? Doesn't someone... Hello, read the newspaper? It just is really interesting.
The one package that I thought was really entertaining was the music and movies package, where it had all the, how music is so linked to certain movies and how certain movies are linked to a song. I thought that was a really great package, and then it ended up with Eminem from 8 Mile, who actually, I had to look that up, 18
years ago.
Is that
who that was?
Yeah, that was Eminem. 18 years ago, he won the Oscar for Best Original Song, the song that he performed. It was still disjointed and weird to have him just pop up out of nowhere, but people seem to like it in the audience.
I really liked that segment. I mean, that song, like, even though it came out, I can't believe it was that long ago, that it was 18 years, but, like, people still listen to that song to get, like, pumped up all the time, but I did think it was kind of weird when I was like, is this like 2000? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It felt like a weird flashback in time because Eminem, I haven't really seen him perform anything in quite a while. But I did think that was fun because, I mean, one of my favorite parts of movies is always the music. Like, that always changes my emotion and really, like, kind of reels me in. So that whole segment was one of my favorite parts.
Yep.
You know, I liked Regina King is quite a good actress. And she was the Cadillac, the Cadillac ad. Cadillac was one of the sponsors of the show. And she was in the car. She was doing the spots for Cadillac. I thought that was kind of
She was. I love her as an actress.
She's
I loved her in everything.
Yeah, she's very appealing.
She was also, I think, probably if anybody. There were a lot of beautiful gowns, but I thought she was probably my best dressed last night. And when she walked out onto the stage, the camera was on James Corden and his wife, and you could see him say to his wife, "I love that dress." It was so cute. But
Corden
then
went out.
Beautiful.
They had a couple of presenters from Cats, and they were in.
He and Rebel Wilson, yeah, that was funny.
Foolish. I don't know, it was foolish.
Well, they were making fun of how bad the editing was.
The movie was.
Oh, no, no, it was visual effects, because everyone said that it was so creepy. So,
I thought Laura Dern, who was, she actually brought a tear to my eye when she made reference to her mother and father. I thought that was so beautiful, so nicely done, and she did it in such an appreciative way. Calling attention, both her mother and father, very famous actors, Bruce Dern certainly, and her mother Diane, why do I always forget her last name? What's Laura Dern's mother's name? Why do I always forget? She was in the audience.
I saw her in the audience, but I don't.
Ladd.
That's right, Diane Ladd. So,
is her father still alive? Is Bruce Dern still alive?
Oh, yeah, he's in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh.
Los Angeles or whatever it is. Yeah, no, he's very much.
Well, she had a good night, and she finally wore a dress that was actually attractive because she wears the most horrendous outfits. Oh.
Yeah, I wish she'd have a hamburger, though. She looks so thin. Anyway, and Renee looked awfully thin as well, but she gets that way for parts, it seems, to go back and forth. But when Brad Pitt came up and took a shot at the impeachment, I thought that was, I got a chuckle out of it, frankly. He just said it, and they just kept going. As that the best lines are always the ones you say them and you just keep going. Huh? What did he just say? I thought the attention for Martin Scorsese was very kind of sweet. I thought Robert De Niro looked like he was bored to tears. He was four rows back, and he just
sat there. He doesn't like going to stuff unless he wins, I think.
Yeah, right.
I mean, Martin Scorsese, I think, like, he's the quintessential just class act, you know?
Yeah.
He knew he wasn't going to win, and he was so genuinely happy for, I forget the guy's name from Parasite.
He doesn't have to win.
South Korean director.
He doesn't have to win.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to win.
But how sweet was that? Was the director's speech saying, I studied Martin Scorsese's films, and then to be not only in the same category, but to beat him. It was a huge night for Parasite, and I think, you know, look, America has a huge Asian-American population, and when we talk about representation on TV and why it's so important, we're white people. We take it for granted because everyone we see our entire lives has been white, and that's why it's so important when people talk about there aren't enough black representations in movies or on TV or enough Asians. It's we take it for granted. It's a very easy thing for white people to dismiss, but you have no idea. If you just grow up and constantly never see anyone who looks like you on the big screen, and to have that kind of be a watershed moment last night for South Korean and Asian film in general, I mean, I get it. I get all the emotion behind it. I think it's really important.
I think people also have a misunderstanding that when people say they want that representation, that people think that, oh, they're going to start taking over these roles and all different movies. But what I think people really want is, like, one of the movies that I really want to see this coming week is on Valentine's Day. It's a movie with Issa Rae and another actor, Lakeith, I can't remember his last name, but it's like a
Photograph, that movie?
Yeah, Photograph. It's a romantic comedy, but it's two black leads, and it just, I mean, that's not necessarily the reason I want to see it. They're good actors, but it looks like a really good movie, and I think people just want to see movies where their stories actually get told. They're not trying to take parts that, you know, are in James Bond or something else that people think are, like, white-only parts. They just want to see their stories told and actually have an opportunity to win an Oscar someday, because right now they aren't really.
Well, there's other stuff that came out of it, I think, performances. I thought that Diane Keaton and Keanu Reeves were very cute together. I thought that the thing that was done by the two women that sang,
Kristen Wiig
and Maya Rudolph.
Yeah,
I love
Wig.
Them.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
I could have done without that, though.
Really?
I love them.
That was a good bit? I thought it was a good bit.
Okay, I think the audience is kind of like, okay, this went on too long. Yeah, I don't know.
Well.
But I love them in movies and stuff and their friendship and their SNL days, but
Spike Lee has calmed down a lot over the years. He kind of looks like an old bus driver now with a hat that he wears. But he still garners much respect. He's done a lot of good work. I loved that bit last year with him and Samuel L. Jackson, though. That was pretty. And then Charlize Theron. sitting there, and I almost in tears, I didn't realize she had produced the idea for Bombshell was hers. Did you know that? Did either of you
know? Well, it's based on a book, I think, but she definitely got behind it and got it produced. Yeah, and I think so did, I think Margot Robbie was also, she produces a lot of stuff behind the scenes that people probably don't realize, but Margot Robbie is also, you know what, back to fashion, they looked the worst. The two most beautiful women in the room had two of the ugliest dresses on. I don't understand that.
Talking about Charlize Theron and Margot Robbie?
The Bombshell girls needed to look a lot more bomby, because that was awful. I'm brutal when it comes to fashion.
I'll take that and say hi. All right, so we'll talk a little more about this stuff. With Chuck Curry. 1,000 and then 1,000 and then 1,000. How many words do you have when you see somebody who really is good-looking and you think, oh, wow, isn't that person good-looking? Do you think about what the first thing is that you actually see in that person? Most of you would say it was the smile, because a smile is worth thousands, not 1,000 words, but thousands of words when it comes to making impressions on your friends and people that you meet. And because Valentine's Day is only a couple of days away, you want to make sure your teeth look better than ever before. In just 5 minutes, you'll be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile using Power Swabs. Power Swabs is the most advanced natural teeth whitening system on the planet. All you have to do is get the, you order it and you get the carton full of swabs. You snap open the swab, take the tube, take the Q-tip and swab your teeth. Removes deep stains from your teeth and helps to rehydrate the enamel. Something's just been discovered in research. So if you have sensitive teeth, tried a lot of other systems, if you believe anything that I tell you, nothing compares to Power Swabs. I do them all the time, a couple of times a month. No sensitivity, no messy trays, no messy strips. They're super fast, easy, and dentist and hygienist approved. So you want to get great results in 5 minutes, getting your teeth whiter and brighter after a lot of maybe drinking wine or tea or coffee or whatever. Get that brand new smile by calling 800-208-1797, a number that should be etched in all of our minds because I use it so much, because we talk about this so much, because it's a good product. 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code. Get 40% off, an additional $10 off, and free shipping. Use Power Swabs. The most important thing and the reason really to use it, not what it costs, but it's results. Results, results, results. You have nothing to lose because it's guaranteed. If you try it and 30 days later not satisfied, get your money back. 800-208-1797. It'll look beautiful for Valentine's Day. Use the code DJV for the best deal.
For Valentine's Day, couples will search for the perfect gifts to show their appreciation for each other. Finding the right gift is easier than you think. Amanda Gizzi with Jewelers of America offers some sound advice.
Jewelry gifts are the ultimate symbol of what love is. Fine jewelry, like love, will last a lifetime when properly cared for. It's beautiful and sentimental, and it's an outward reminder of the love that was felt when it was given. Look for precious metals like gold and platinum that are paired with diamonds or colored gemstones. These gifts aren't disposable, and through the years, they'll remain as beautiful as the day it was received.
Any other good tips?
When buying the perfect piece of jewelry, find a reputable jeweler, like those who are members of Jewelers of America. They uphold the highest ethical standards and will help you find the perfect piece for your loved one and your budget.
For more information and a list of professional jewelers near you, visit jewelers.org. I'm Bob Pivo for the Consumer Radio Network.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Music from the Oscars portends a conversation with Chuck Curry about the Oscars last night. Chuck Curry is our movie man. This is Movie Moments. Before we get into the Oscars, I'm just going to tell you that I saw Blake Lively in the rhythm section, and I don't know what all the negative press is about it. I thought it was a pretty watchable movie. Interesting story. A little slow at the beginning, but an interesting, really interesting story. I thought Jude Law, who's never been really one of my favorites, he was quite good in it. It just seemed to fit together. I don't know why, you know, all these damn critics and Rotten Tomatoes and whatever it is, so I don't pay attention to them. I go make up my own mind. And actually,
well, here's the thing about that film. That film was bought by, I don't know the entity or production company or studio that bought the film, but they paid $30 million. It was a completed project. And then they deemed it not very, they had a feeling that the tracking would not be good, decided not to put a single penny into marketing, opened on 3,000 plus screens and only made like $2.5 million in the opening weekend, the lowest grossing film on a 3,000 plus release. So then, of course, it's going to feed into itself and get bad publicity. And a lot of these movies that, like, say you saw it, you liked it, but unfortunately, we live in a culture where people judge it on its box office.
Well, it's really that movie that came out and was out for 3 or 4 weeks and now seems to have disappeared, whether it's going to come back again or not, on the Air Force soldier who got the Medal of Honor with all that big cast. That was a really good movie. I don't understand why everybody in the military didn't go see that. It was a very good movie. Anyway, okay, so the focus on the Oscars last night, Chucker, it's your turn. Give us your thoughts.
I mean, like all the Oscars, it runs too long, 3 hours and almost 3.5 hours. But I thought it had a lot of nice moments. I thought the opening was good. I love Steve Martin and Chris Rock. They were hosts, but they felt like they were impromptu type hosts. I thought they brought the show a lot of energy. I thought the one good thing about it is 2019 had a lot of good movies, a lot of talent. It was a lot of talent in that room. The people who won, for the most part, were predictable. Having said that, when Joaquin Phoenix got up on stage, you could hear a pin drop, thinking, "What is this guy going to say?" He's a little bit of a loose cannon, to say the least. But I thought that made it interesting. I thought Renee Zellweger, I always liked her. That speech went on way, way, way too long, though.
I thought it was a great speech.
Great
speech. I thought it was fantastic.
I thought it went on.
I thought both of them. And I didn't like, I wasn't interested in seeing the Joker, but I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix really changed my mind. He said so much that I agreed with. Absolutely. I thought that speech was fabulous.
And I've always liked Brad Pitt. And I think he's a classy guy, and I'm glad he won. I thought Elton John being on stage was good. The one caveat I would say, and it's always interesting, 1917 and director Mendez won all the pre-Oscar awards, the SAGs, which is basically the same voting body, and the Oscars always do that switcheroo, and they give it to Parasite for Best Picture and Best Director. Now, don't get me wrong, that was a very nice moment, but it is sort of bizarre how the same basically members could vote for one movie, the pre-Oscars, and then on Oscars they do a complete flip.
Maybe somebody's cheating. Maybe there's cheating going on, Chucker. I was appalled at Parasite one.
Here's what's interesting. I had a buddy of mine who I do a movie podcast with sends me a text. You were able to bet on the Oscars on a lot of these betting sites up to $1,000.
That's
the minimum.
Right.
But still, I am very, very surprised that they take action on something that is predetermined.
No. We have a guy on the show every week from betonline.ag, and they were taking action on that for actually a couple of weeks.
it is
funny.
I find that very interesting.
Yeah. Bet on politics, bet on games, football, whatever it is. You can bet on anything now. So the Oscars.
So overall, I like the telecast. I thought it was, for what it is, it's wrong, but I thought it was fine.
Yeah. Right. All right. Would you watch it again?
Only in parts. Not for 3 hours and 25 minutes. No.
All right. What disturbed you most? Was there anything in there that disturbed you? In terms of
content,
people who won. Yeah, it was okay. I thought that Martin
and
Rock
were... Well, the lack of female directors, Greta Gerwig, not being nominated for directing, I think that disturbed a lot of people, which is why it became the running joke of the whole show.
Well, it wouldn't upset Chuck.
No, I mean, listen, that is just what it is. I get the point, though. But overall, as a telecast, I thought... I thought it was pretty good. In terms of box office, Birds of Prey opened number one. Big story, though, it produced $33 million in ticket sales, which is well below tracking. The question is, why didn't this film do $50 million plus? Maybe because a lot of people just don't know who Harley Quinn was, and it was an R-rated film. So, again, that doesn't mean it's not a good movie. I know a lot of people who saw it told me they loved it. So, it is what it is.
All right, Chucker.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.